This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3859 for Thursday, the 18th of May, 2023. Today's show is entitled, My Live-In Devices. It is hosted by JWP and is about 22 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, just a rundown on my devices.
Hey, my name is JWP, and I saw from the email feed that Ken was needing some shows, and so I thought I would do a few shows. I don't really have an agenda, so to speak, but let's just talk about what's going on in my house in the moment. So I'm still running the 8 gigabyte Nook with the Celeron processor that's on its third generation of Ubuntu LTS, and so it's, I would guess I would put it about 9 years old or so. I think every 2 years or something, a new version of LTS comes. Of course, I don't take it with LTS all the way to the end, and I do the distro upgrade when the Ubuntu says, and it's doing okay with the. You know, it's just a little, the CPU is starting to show and the SSD is starting to get some errors, but overall it's still doing okay. And we were hesitant to change it because it's got all of the cookies and codes and all of this other stuff there. Underneath it, I have two PCs that I don't use very much. One, it was a micromedia computer that I had built. And the other is a Linux computer that I got at a trade show, at the end of a trade show one time. The micromedia thing is just basically just an iTunes server to try to grab things that I buy from Apple. And I turn it on infrequently, and it's just for that purpose, to connect to Apple and download my purchases from Apple so that I have a local copy. And The other one is also a generic gold CPU, Intel box. I believe it's from Fujitsu, and it does quite okay. It's a traditional mini desktop. So those are the three desktop machines that are still in use. There's still an old AMD box downstairs as well, and the Fuji terminal, 1 gigabyte terminal that's running a version of Ubuntu down there. But the AMD thing is turned off because it eats a lot of power, and the Fuji is still on, but I'm not really sure what it's doing. The only other full-timer is the one and only the Open Media Server, and the one of the Raspberries, the Zeros, is somewhere in the house, and he's turned on and does something, but I have no idea where he is really. And he's been on for several years, and I still don't know where he is. So those are the physicals. There's two laptops that I have. I have an old HP Stream with two gigabytes of memory and a 32 gigabyte NC that runs Ubuntu, the older version of Ubuntu, and I can't really surf with it anymore. It doesn't really surf very well, but if you're messing with the Raspberries and you don't want to have the work computer turned on, or you don't want to sit it does okay for those kind of things. And the other one is more or less the same thing. It's a Pinebook, the original Pinebook that it has, and I think I still have all the stuff for it. And so I think what's going to happen is that next time we have a Hacker Public Radio come together, I think I'm going to donate it, and we'll raffle it or something. It's in pretty good shape. For the work PC, it's still our work laptop, it's still the i7 running Windows 10, professional, and it's a real workhorse thing, and really the only thing that I'm touching. And tablet life, let's talk tablet life. So last year at the end of COVID, or sort of toward the end of COVID, I went to the Apple Store in Stuttgart, and I got a 256 gigabyte normal iPad. So they come in 64 and 256, and I found that the space, that 64 was just too small in the Apple world now, and so 256 was better. I really enjoyed my last basic one that only had 16, and it no longer gets updates, so it's up on top of my stereo, that stereo also that doesn't get used very much. And of course there's a iPad Touch, a 256 iPad Touch that I have. And so that's more or less my Apple world today, is, and I have an Apple TV also, but I don't have a Apple phone anymore. I don't have an Apple phone anymore. And so I have four Android phones. Only two of them have, two of them have SIM cards in them. And one is an old Huawei one, and it's married to my work. So if the work phone ever goes off, then I just change the SIMs. Of course, it's old, so it won't be nearly the same experience, but it has the same software, and I do keep all of the credentials updated in it. So if anything happens to the primary work phone, then go. And with the work phone, I use a Redmi 10S from Xiaomi, and I can't tell you how much easier life is with the 128 gigabyte storage. I think it has 3 gigabytes of memory, and it fast charges, and so it's the best phone that I've ever owned, hands down. It does two SIMs, and it has a SD card, and so it's quite a beast. And I keep a extra data card in there so that if I'm working and whatever reason my works Vodafone doesn't have data, then I just switch to D1 in Germany, and it works quite fine. And my tablet collection, so I was in the States a few years ago, and I it seems like every time I go to the States, I didn't do it this time, instead I had Amazon experience this time when I went to the States, but the last time I was in the States in 2020, or maybe even 2018, I went to Walmart. I got a 10.1-inch Walmart On tablet, and it came with a keyboard, and it was $100. And I have to say that was a worthy purchase. Same thing with my Amazon 10.1-inch that I got in 2019. Worthy workhorse performance. And see, with the Amazon thing, I have to balance the American Amazon with the German Amazon, and so it's you have to have more than one to really get it to work, and so I think that they're both really good. So the 3 10-inch ones are that Walmart one, the Amazon one, and the Apple one. And then the iPad, the Touch is also there, and I use it. The Touch really comes in handy more and more when I travel. It has all of the reward things, all the media, the whole thing. It's incredibly useful device when traveling. And I don't take any of the 10 inches with me when I travel, and now that COVID is over, work is back, and I'm traveling a lot with work, talking about SAP things, and for a private phone now, I'm using the Hisense, or Unihertz, I'm sorry, Unihertz. So I actually saw one of the Ubuntu guys, one of the Ubuntu bots using the Jelly. And I saw this at a show. Went with him, and he, big guy, and he has this little phone, and I thought, Okay, so this is how you keep from playing on your phone. You get this little bitty phone that does everything. You plug it in, does Android audio, all this other stuff. Again, dual SIM, dual SIM comes with 128. Now, the knock on the Unihertz thing for me is this is was the battery, right? So it is something that you have to charge every day, and it's no fast charge. So it's not like the Zoom work Zoomie that I use. It really, but again has a D2 and a D1, and it's only 4 rolls a month to keep the D2 and the D1 on it. It's not a data, it's only a call and SMS, and so that's really cheap, less than 1 roll a month for my private, it sits in your watch pocket of your jeans, and so it's quite a useful thing. And you're like, oh, it's not a big thing. But if you pair it with one of the 10-inch tablets, or you pair it with one of the 7 or 8-inch tablets, I have, I'll go into the 8-inch tablets here. Just a second. Just a second. And of course, I have another Android phone, and it's a Motorola. And I have to say that I was really impressed with the build quality on it. And what happened is, I'm a real sucker for cheap tablets, of all makes, tablets, phones of all makes and sizes. So I was living with my mom, and it was last year, and I took my Huawei, the one that's the work replacement built, and with me, and I said, oh, I'll just go buy AT&T and get a SIM card. Well, of course, they did a check, and it didn't have the ID that it needed to have to go to the States. And of course, somebody said, well, tell me, oh, you just need to get somebody that has an Android phone in the States to put a SIM card in and then use that SIM card. And I don't know, it just seems so awkward. So instead, of course, I got out at the airport and I tried to fix the situation at a Walmart around the airport in Houston. Don't do that. Don't do that. Key thing is you see police cameras in the Walmart parking lot where you're going into, just continue to drive. And so the I drove a little further, so I wasted a lot of time in the Walmart, and I didn't get any satisfaction. And so I ended up just using the Google Maps feature to drive to my sister's house in Houston. And the next day I went with my mom, and we went to Target, and she lives in the suburb of Richmond, and within 15 minutes, I had a $58 Motorola G Play that only used AT&T, and then it's if you reactivate it, it's the same $58 every time. So I had to reactivate it. So it was it with the data, and reactivating it was $60. So every time you could go do it, it's $60 in the States. But it's a nice phone to have for the States. It doesn't have much storage, 32. It does do everything that my work phone does, but it doesn't have any of the work notifications. So when I'm on vacation, it's also fantastic with the Google Home stuff here at the house, and media streaming and all of that great stuff. So retirement is coming for my 2017 Amazon 7-inch tablet, and it's been a real workhorse for me, and I've really liked it. And all of the Amazon stuff is really, really and truly a they're really cheap, and they don't perform really well, but they do last forever, right? I've never had one break on me. They play all kinds of media. They play all kinds of media that come with a nice folio that you can use whatever. And so that 7-inch one is biting the dust pretty soon. And then I have a 7-inch Walmart one with Amazon Go, and that this one is not I got it, I think last two like 2 years ago when I was in the States also. And it was about $100, and they put an SD card in it, and it's okay. What's it really, really good for? Really, really good for is you're on a train in States or train in the train in the Europe plane and you want to listen in with some noise reduction headphones, and it just plays media. And of course, that it fits in your cargo pocket, outstanding. But would I do it again? Probably not, because the build quality is just not there. You can't get any of the accessories, the glass protector, any of that stuff for the Amazon that I found. And then I have a Lenovo, and I won't do the Lenovo again either. And the reason is that it's just so strange. That the stuff that Lenovo does with it, it still gets updates and everything from Lenovo, even years after, but it has like a battery 50%, only wants to charge the battery to 50 or 60% to save the battery. It did have a has a data card slot, so if it was under $100 and it had a data card slot, it was, I guess, okay. But I don't think I would do it again. I don't think I'd drop out another $100 knowing what I know. And again, I won't do a Lenovo tablet again because of the way that the software worked on it. It wasn't a pure enough Android experience for me, or in no way, shape, or form worked like an Apple device, right? And so this didn't work. And the latest Amazon thing is a new 7-inch, and I can't speak more highly of it. It's I got it as soon as it came out, and it was and again, they last forever. Amazon has a 5-year life cycle on these things, and so it's incredible value. And it came with a folio, ready to work, ready to travel, 100% of the time. And then the last device was this device I got. So Amazon had one of these sales, and it was a Thanksgiving sale, and they had just come out with the Plus devices, and it was so low on the Plus devices. So 3 gigabyte tablet with 32 or 64. Always get the most possible storage in these things, because you just won't regret it. You won't regret it. And I didn't even get the folio for it. I've got a couple of stands, and I did get a flimsy protector installed on it, screen protector installed on it. It's a fantastic media device, and because it's a Plus device, it also can do, you can do a little gaming with it. It's no problem, no problem. And I guess the last devices that I want to talk about are headphones. And because of Corona, I've done a lot of working with headphones. And the only thing that I can say is that Plutronics, the brand Plutronics, really does work extremely, extremely well. And they last forever. And the only thing that bad that I can say is that the earbuds, or the cones, the gel goes out on them, and it's really tough to find a replacement gel. And usually the way that the Plutronics worked out for me is that the muff, if it's over the ear thing, will over time just disintegrate, and so then it's time to get a new one. I've had a lot of failures with these earbud things. My wife has a Apple Pro ear things that she puts in, and they're $200, and I have a series of pods from various things, and the only thing that I can say there is go ahead and spend the money. Yeah, because anything else is going to frustrate you to a point where you won't want to, where you're wondering what it is that you're doing. So go ahead and spend at least on the basic model. My wife has a Pro, and it's pretty incredible from Apple. Now, I have a
a hearing loss, and so I've started going to earphones that don't have plugs or go over the ear that you can use while running or walking and do meetings that way. And let's see. So now I have them in my hand, and it's the company's name is CHOKZ. And like I said, you don't put them in your ears and they don't cover your ears, so they're sort of sports earbuds. And they sound incredible. I paid a little bit for them. And they do meetings really well. Really well. And so I would say with the headphones in particularly that spending more money is the way to go for sure. And then bags. I'm addicted to different bags and stuff, but mostly now after the States, I use a Suzukon bag to travel with, and if it's a long trip, I'll take a Rollie, one of the Rollies of various sizes, depending on how long the trip is. But for getting on the plane, I'm using that Suza bag all the time now. And I had done a PackSafe, but the PackSafe is too small, really. The thing is if you go to the States and either work or play in the States, you always buy stuff or shop or something, and the 42-pound limit is always a factor there. So I need a bag that expands a little bit. But yeah, that's a different podcast. All right, hey guys, take care, be safe. I had a big week this week. My son got married, and we did the whole thing, married and the reception and the whole nine yards. So it was quite the week for me. Y'all be safe and take care. If you need to reach me, it's jwp5@hotmail.com, and enjoy yourself.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.